You've recovered from St. Patrick's Day. Now it's time to get your head back in the game. Microsoft Virtual Academy, there's been a lot going on. Let's see what you missed and let's see what's coming up. That's this episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. Welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm Jerry Nixon, and I'm here with Matt Calder from the Lex Luthor team here at Microsoft. We're excited to talk to you about Microsoft Virtual Academy and all the stuff that's been going on in the last handful of weeks that you may have missed. Matt, we've never had you on the show before. You're not part of the Lex Luthor team. You're part of the Learning Experience team, the Lex team here at Microsoft. But who are you?
I am pretty much the publisher of Microsoft Virtual Academy. My team manages the on-site editorial. We figure out what to put on the pages, and we're also the ones who manage the social accounts. So if you're talking to us on Twitter, you're talking to me and my team.
Nice, nice. So yep. You're not at Matt Calder, you're at Microsoft Virtual Academy. Or what is the Twitter handle for Microsoft Virtual Academy?
It's at MS Virt Academy.
Sure it is. MS Virt Academy.
I didn't get to pick it. It had thousands of followers by the time I came on board, so we stuck with it. We couldn't get, like, MVA stands for Motor Vehicle Association.
Yeah,
in a lot of places, so we had to. It got awkward after that. So MS Virt Academy.
When you publish content to Microsoft Virtual Academy, there's the MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com property, right? And it has its own kind of web experience, and you get these points, and you can do that. What do you do with the points? You can get T-shirts or something like that.
Not yet. For now, the points are for pride.
It's a feedback loop
to help you track your time on the site. But we're definitely looking at making them tied to other Microsoft accounts where you'd earn points in the future, possibly relating to things like certification and badging in the future. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make them worth something. But no,
I am looking forward to
yet.
The day when I can cash in all my points for, you know, like a sticker or something. That'd be neat. That'd be great. All the effort we go through it. It's interesting from the outside looking in, you don't realize what's going on. I mean, you guys have a set of studios in there and a whole bunch of tech staff and a whole bunch of content people, but a lot of the times you're reaching out with all of your tentacles throughout the Microsoft organization to find people who know specialty pieces and to bring them into the studio, sometimes for the very first time. They've never done an MVA, but they happen to be Jedi Knights on some sort of special technology that you want to show off. And they come in and they are going through the process and they get to experience it with the students. So it's pretty fun. And then you get a lot of repeat because it's a pretty good experience. I mean, it's a great experience. I've done it. And, the lunches that you guys serve are terrific. I think that's the way of it is. No, it's really great. You know, what else is out there, right? I mean, I can definitely teach myself by going to a bunch of blogs. I can definitely teach myself by getting books, but I got to be honest, it's hard to find books anymore, right? People have stopped writing books, it seems like. There are some online tutorials, plural sites out there that Lucy or Lucille or something is out there. And, they're all kind of the same idea. Linda, that's what it is. But people don't realize that they come to MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, they get that same online experience often from the horse's mouth, right? That you have the PMs of the products right there, or you have MVPs coming in that kind of sit on it all the time, and it's usually very quick, like it's very timely when it comes out as well, and it's all free, 100% free. That's what's different probably about everything else that's out there. And so you get this, really high-end experience, and it's 100% free. So right now this is the middle of March. We're in March right now, and St. Patrick's Day has just passed. A lot of content has just been recorded and published by you. Mm-hmm. I would like it if you would just kind of walk me through it, because it's easy just to blink and miss a whole bunch of stuff that you guys put out there.
Sure. I'll go through some of the highlights. I'll start with the web development courses we've been doing. Every Wednesdays, we deliver a live course for web developers, Web Wednesdays, and it's been a really good series.
Every single Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday, Christopher Harrison at Geek Trainer on Twitter pulls in people. We've had some great ones. Stacey Mulcahy does a bunch of them.
Oh, nice.
Susan Ibach has done some good stuff on Python. Got some good stuff.
The catalog's full. I don't know how you keep coming up with new topics, to be honest, because it feels to me like everything interesting has been covered.
Well, we're just going to start going deeper and deeper on stuff, too, although there's a lot of new stuff coming out. We do have a couple courses for Java developers that aren't quite published yet, but will be ready soon.
The scandal of it all. Awesome.
Yes, it was.
I think that blows people's minds too, right? They're watching this and they're like, Microsoft Virtual Academy? Microsoft? And little do they know, even on web development, it's just not all our stuff we're even teaching. Game development, it's not all our stuff we're even teaching. Sometimes it's important. I think we live in a new world where developers need to know everything. Not everything, but they need to be open-minded, if you know what I mean.
You do.
Yeah, totally. What's the demographic of Microsoft Virtual Academy? Is it mostly students or mostly professional developers these days?
It's probably about a third students, and then the rest of the audience breaks down half and half between developer and IT pro.
Oh, wow. What a nice even split everything turns out to be. And
it is.
And
one third.
What do people like? Do people like introductory courses or do people like higher level courses?
Everyone's got to start at the beginning, right? So most people, the introductory courses are broad and those tend to be our most popular courses. But then people kind of, choose their tools, choose their path. You see, we get real long tail real fast. So I'll go ahead and mention some of the ones that have been really popular lately.
Yeah, do it, do it.
Introduction to AngularJS had about 6,000 people take that one the first month it was available. That's been really popular. Web API design has been coming on strong as well. A few thousand
Web API design, so it's like from an API point of view of like how would you lay these out so they make sense?
It is about, let me pull up the description here so I get it right.
Yeah.
ASP.NET Web API.
And this is in the can. You've already put it in the – it's there. I can go look at it today if I wanted to.
Yep, it's already there live. And it was Jeremy Lickness from iVision, principal architect for iVision, and our Christopher Harrison.
Our own Christopher Harrison. So Angular, you're right. Angular is like off the charts, like hot right now. People are dying to get to know it. It's almost like HTML5 2 years ago. People are dying to get to know it. What is the magic of whatever this is, right? And then they learn it and they're like, it's lowercase m for magic, right, in the end. And then, so we got AngularJS. That's fantastic. And I can see why that's super hot right now. And I wonder if a lot of viewers know they can go to Microsoft Virtual Academy and they can download this stuff. It's not all streamed. It's not a bunch of DRM stuff that you get from other possible training places. We just give it to you, right? We want people just to fill their head, basically.
Download it, remix it, set it to music, do what you want. Just don't republish it, please.
Right.
Send your friends to Microsoft Virtual Academy to watch it. But
All right. So I would say performance is an important thing around the web.
Yes.
And we've addressed that too.
Practical performance tips to make your HTML and JavaScript fast. Yeah. I always want my JavaScript faster. It's really important. For search engines, you need a fast site. So that was a very good course. A couple other ones worth noting. Another one with Angular in it, the Mean Stack. Mean stands for Mongo Database, Express, the A's for AngularJS, and the N is for Node.
Yeah.
So that was a good one. And
Mean and Lean.
Mean and Lean.
They're all friends with each other. All right. Mean, Lean, and Lamp. They all kind of go together, don't they?
They do. Well, Lamp.
All right.
Yeah. And I guess the last one that we just put out for web devs that's pretty important is implementing Entity Framework with MVC. So if you're hooking up to data services, you want to be able to do that.
Yeah, so Entity Framework's gone through a lot of revs lately, so to be able to get some up-to-date training on Entity Framework and all of its changes, that's pretty valuable. All right, perfect.
So, all right. So let's jump on over to game development stuff. We just wrapped up a series of courses on C++ and DirectX. Mm-hmm. I think there's about four of those. If you're up for doing some, black diamond coding, encourage you to jump in and check out the C++ DirectX stuff. People loved those courses when we did them live. But we also have a bunch of courses that are, a little more suited for beginners using some of the middleware platforms. Marmalade and C++ just did that one.
Marmalade and C++, all of these we're talking about, they're not off of our platform. They just happen to be in technologies that support other platforms too, right? Mm-hmm. So I can do Marmalade and C++. And I'm running that on a Windows device.
Yes, and it's definitely got some Microsoft technology in there. Creating your first Marmalade game a couple months ago, and then this one that we just released Marmalade and C++ was for the more advanced users.
So this is the 200 level of that same class, sort of?
Exactly, yep.
That's nice. Yep. That's nice.
And did that with, it was Lee Stott from Microsoft and James Mintron from Lemon Moose. We always like to have other game developers, the voice of experience, people out there in the field, so you can learn from real-world examples. So
I think that's a good idea.
Construct 2 just released a course on that.
Yeah. And who did Construct 2? I think I...
That was James and Shahed. And I spaced it on their last names right now.
All right.
But you'll recognize them when you see the course. Yeah.
Yeah, James Quick and Shahed, whose last name I don't remember either.
Exactly.
Both great guys. Yeah.
Both great guys.
Both on my evangelist team with me. I love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. You know they're great if they're part of evangelism. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, the best ones are in the West, but those guys out East are good too.
Nicely said. Nicely said.
Just trying to stay on your good side here, Jerry.
All right. So good. So we got Construct 2, and we also have Monogame.
Monogame coming up. I think actually check one other list here. Game Maker, creating 2D games with Game Maker should be available pretty soon as well.
Nice.
So whichever platform you want to start with, whichever you're comfortable with, they all promise to be powerful and easy to use. C++ DirectX just promises to be powerful. We definitely, it's not as steep of a learning curve as you'd think. I'd encourage you to check that one out. It might sound intimidating, but we make it accessible.
Yeah. I always laugh about the difference between C++ and C#, and how the real like ratio factor here is probably like the girlfriend factor more than anything. You know, how interesting you may have performant code, but you're just not that interesting anymore. You know, it just kind of goes that way. So you can dabble in C++, but don't say you haven't been warned. I guess that's kind of what I mean. Those guys always get it done, though, and it's so frustrating because, you know, anyway, it's great. We have .NET Native coming, so C# will perform just great, but that'll be a few months from now. Yep. There you go, man. That's my soapbox. Game development's pretty popular. Do you have like gaming Thursdays or something like that, or they just kind of bulk together when they actually happen? They just happen when they happen.
They kind of just bulk together. It's the way the course planner's done that. I think it's just it's been very convenient for him to kind of book it all at once, and so they kind of come all at once. So we've just got
that's the way it goes. Yeah. I think students are surprised every time I show them some sort of game framework and how it's not drag and drop. I don't want to oversimplify it, but it's almost drag and drop. You know what I mean? It's crazy. All of a sudden, you've got a spaceship flying around shooting things, and you're keeping score, and you're saving a leaderboard up on Azure, and you practically did nothing. I mean, it's really astounding. And the Unity guys, same thing, right? You're chasing around monsters and throwing hamburgers at them, and you practically did nothing in 30 minutes. And it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild how these are so accelerated.
It teaches you how to think like a developer without having to learn code. It's gets you started.
Yeah, I guess that's right. That's right. I would say any shortcut to let somebody catch me on a career worth that I studied my entire life to get here. I'm not jaded by it. No, I'm not jaded at all. It's actually pretty awesome. And what's cool about these frameworks, and people realize this eventually, is that you make it, you have all these tools that make it so cool so fast, and then you just like, I want to submit this to iOS, right? I want to submit this to Android. I want to submit this to every flavor of Windows while I'm at it, and maybe even put it on the web, and all these frameworks enable all these different targets. It's pretty cool. I mean, really, it's pretty cool, an opportunity for you. If you're going to take the time to make an interesting game, you might as well make one that can go on every platform. And I think we're way past the days when it's either on our platform or nothing, or, you know, people dedicate to a single platform. Those days are gone.
Yeah. And even, I mean, I know that some of the recent courses, they covered, you know, making multiplayer games, you know, cross-platform. So it's there's a lot that can be done.
Yeah.
Play with all your friends no matter what.
Now, I know this is Dev Radio. I don't want to talk too much about IT pro stuff, but I know you've got a few IT pro things out there that are actually kind of interesting. What's in that category you might want to mention?
In the interesting for IT pro stuff, well, we just published two great PowerShell courses. DSC, Desired State Configuration, it is the future of automation. Yeah. So both a beginning course and an advanced course that was done with Jeffrey Snover, who created PowerShell, and Jason Helmick from PowerShell.
Wow!
And they are...
Wow, it's PowerShell course by the guy who created PowerShell. I mean...
And he's a great presenter. He's a great speaker.
Oh my gosh,
he loves doing it. So you get really excited. I want to start writing scripts.
Sure you do.
Well, it wears off, but
right. You open up the PowerShell, you start typing, you're like, yeah, I did it. Yeah. Well, I want to write a script.
Yeah. It didn't automate anything, but felt good.
But still, that's pretty awesome. So that's two courses, a beginner course. It sounds like an advanced course as well when you go like step up to it. That's pretty cool.
We've also got a series of courses coming up, one a month on Active Directory. First one kicks off March 26th. Active Directory is really important for IT pros these days. And we're building up to some big announcements. So encourage IT pro folks to check in on those.
Active Directory is funny, isn't it? I mean, it ruled the world for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the cloud starts sneaking in and everybody's like, well, I wonder what we're going to use for authentication in the cloud. And then along comes us releasing Azure up or releasing Active Directory up in Azure.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the end of that. It's Active Directory everywhere. It's pretty awesome. And it's so proven, so strong, right? It's great. Everybody trusts it. You don't have to go through, I wonder if I trust the Twitter API or not. Those days are all gone. Now you can just use Active Directory, something that's kind of well-established. It's pretty great. All right, so you got some courses on Active Directory for authentication.
I think the other course applies really both to IT pros and developers, and maybe even more to developers. The course on application lifecycle management that we've got coming up.
No, not lifecycle management, surely.
Lifecycle management, sorry. Fundamentals of application lifecycle management.
Right.
Although it's
developer lifecycle management is a very short course, right? Just slide the pizza under the door, keep the lights dim.
Yeah, here's a 2-liter of Mountain Dew, and you're good to go. That'll be taught by Stephen Borg from Northwest Cadence, and he is a great instructor.
Terrific.
First time I had to sit through an ALM course, I was like, oh, this will be boring. And it actually was really fun. I was laughing the whole time. It's it's about the pain of writing software and how to get around it. And if you can't laugh at the pain of writing software, it's probably shouldn't be a developer.
The content that you have in your course is like super important, right? You want to go to a course that has the content that you want. How important is the presenter?
The presenter is really important, and the audience tells us that as well. It's I think we try to pick people who are full of energy, positive about what they're doing. They've got to know their stuff. They've got to be experts.
You can't skip that step for sure.
No. And they've got to be good on camera, too. There's a lot of people who are good up in front of an audience, but it's a little different when you're just sitting there in a dark box looking at a camera. And so... You don't have a problem with it, but
no, I know what you mean, though. I totally know what you mean. Yeah,
and having that sense of the audience there, people can ask questions during the live one, so it gives you some sense. But our best presenters just light up in front of the camera. So
we have a lot of stuff coming in build, and we have April in between us, right? And so this is March. Next week, next month is April. A handful of weeks will occur, and then the last week is going to be build. What sort of courses are we going to be putting in those 3 weeks? Obviously, game development, web development, all those things are totally still relevant. Even around a lot of the ALM stuff and the IT Pro DevOps, all make sense in that time frame. Then along comes build. Are we going to have a lot of really cutting edge courses planned? And we're talking a couple months from now, but it's pretty exciting to talk about.
Yeah, we'll definitely have some interesting stuff coming up after build. There'll be things we announce at build that the courses will come first on MVA very quickly after they're announced at build. But starting April 15th to lead up to build, we've got the build version of our Know It Prove It challenge. In February, we did laid out a whole bunch of different challenge tracks. Spend an hour a day every day in February, and you'd learn something pretty valuable. You know, pick your track. There's one on game dev, one on web dev, a whole bunch of them. So we've got four of them that will kick off, four challenge tracks, each mapped to the build tracks. And really encourage you, if you're going to go to build, if you're going to be following what's going on build, know before you go. Get through these learning paths. Just take an hour a day for a couple weeks, and you'll know a whole lot by then, by the time you get up to build. So check out the build version of Know It, Prove It on Microsoft Virtual Academy in late April.
When can I start looking for that? Late April? So maybe
April 15th.
Before build begins? Oh,
before build begins. It's a lead up to build.
Tax day. Got it.
Yep. Tax day. Do your taxes and then get to work on your learning.
It's refund season.
Yes.
All right, Matt. I love it. Microsoft Virtual Academy, free training for developers. It's great because it's meant for developers. Everything we do is for developers to make it easier for them. Obviously for IT Pro as well, and that whole section of the catalog as well, specific for IT. Where do you go to get this sort of like content and this information and this up-to-date, be able to get the guy who wrote PowerShell to be able to teach you a class on it? Things like that, it's pretty incredible. Right here, and plus you can get badges that some, or you can get points that someday might turn into stickers. So think about it like that. There's a lot of neat stuff going on. All right, if you're a developer and you haven't found Microsoft Virtual Academy, all you have to do is go to MicrosoftVirtualAcademy.com, create an account, and start looking through the catalog. We got a million courses. Matt, is that the right number? It's right around...
Right around 2,000.
Right, there you go. Right around 2,000 courses. I mean, think about that. Each one of them is a handful of hours each. Some of them up to 8 hours. So 2,000 translates to most of your life, right? It's going to take forever to watch all of them. And all we do is just pour new courses in. That's why we're right here on Dev Radio, we go through what's new in the course catalog. So something might catch your eye. Something might be able to really push you and your career and your technology curve so it goes over the edge and you can know more than the guys you go to lunch with. Even better. Matt, thanks for being on the show. Looking forward to what's coming with Build and all this exciting stuff as well. Looking forward to looking back at the catalog of the stuff I missed last month and kind of catching up on the technology that I may be getting a little rusty on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. We'll see you again. And thanks for watching.